Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Zvachim daf Yud Zayin. We are holding on daf Tes Zayin and Beis. We are smack in the middle of the page of Tes Zayin and Beis at the two dots. Onain Puzzle. Today's shiur is sponsored by Dr. David Lander in honor of his wife and children, Aliyah Nishmas, his mother, Gold Basimcha La Shalom, the Nisham Shav and Aliyah. It's also sponsored by Matis Kleidman, Lezecher Nishmas, Gold Bas Yaakov Leib, Goldie Kleidman, whose yard site is today, the Nisham Shav and Aliyah. And it is also sponsored by the Virtual Halacha program, which will be beginning Hilchas Shabbos and Hilchas Nida with Ravami Merzel after Sukkot. And we thank all of the sponsors very, very much for the sponsorship. So what we're going to talk about today is first, we're going to discuss if a korban tzibur would still be kosher if an onen does the Kabbalah Saddam. We know that an onen is possible for Kabbalah Saddam, but maybe that's only for a korban yachid. Maybe for a korban tzibur, there's reason to argue that the korban tzibur would be kosher if an onen does it. In fact, Rava is going to suggest a kal v'chomer that would suggest just that. And then the Gemara is going to reject that kal v'chomer. Then the Gemara is going to bring us the source that a tevul yom is possible to do the Kabbalah Saddam. And then the Gemara is going to say, well, we have sources that a Tevil Yom, that a Tamei, that a Mechusu Kippurim are all possible to do the Avodah. They're all Mechal the Avodah. Why do I need sources for all of those things? Those are just different types of Tumah, kind of. A Tamei person who's actively Tamei, a Tevil Yom who's in the process, a Mechusu Kippurim is somewhere else along the process. Why do I need sources for all of those things? And that's going to lead us into a little bit of a discussion whether a person who is a Zav and needs to bring Karban, the most intense level of Ziva, and he's a Mechusar Kippurim for a Zav, so he already went to the Mikveh, he already had a Shivanikiyim, he just needs to bring his Karban, does he have the full Tumah status of a Zav when he's just a Mechusar Kippurim, at least as far as Kunchim is concerned? And then at the end of the daf, we're going to discuss how we know that a Mechusar Begadim is not allowed to do Kabbalah Saddam, because that also was listed in the Mishnah as someone who's not allowed to do Kabbalah Saddam. So let's begin again, right in the middle of the page, Tes Zayin and Beis, Onein Pasul, that an Onein is Mekabel the Dam, it's Pasul. So Amar Rav Lo Shanu, El Bekarben Yachar, Rav Lo Karben Tzibur, Meratze. So Rav suggests that that's only true if the Onein is Mekabel the Dam of a Karben Yachid, but when the Onein is Mekabel the Dam of a Karben Tzibur, it's going to be valid. How do I know it? Kal v'chomer mitumah, because you could suggest the following complicated kal v'chomer from tumah. Ma tumah shalohutra miklala etzel kohen gadol b'korban yachid. If when it comes to a problem of tumah, we do not allow a kohen gadol to do a korban yachid even bitum, that even a kohen gadol is not allowed to do a korban yachid bitumah. Tumah is such a severe problem that even a kohen gadol is not able to do bitumah for a korban yachid, and yet hutra and yet we do allow even a kohen hedyot to do a carbon sibur betuma. So aninus, when it comes to the problem of aninus, shahuta mikol etzel kohen gadol b'carbon yachid, where the problem of aninus seems to be a lesser problem in that a kohen gadol could do a carbon yachid during aninus, saying that intro to etzel kohen hedyot b'carbon sibur, so then for sure a kohen hedyot should be able to do a carbon sibur ba'aninus, meaning the baseline that we're trying to set is that tumah is a more severe problem than aninus. So whatever we're going to allow, whatever circumstances we allow tumah, we should for sure allow aninus. And we do allow a kohen hedyot to do betumah for a carbon sibur, because tumah is hutra betzibur. And therefore we should allow a kohen hedyot to do a carbon sibur ba aninus. So says the Gemara, that's a complicated kal v'chomer in that it makes a whole bunch of assumptions. And one can technically suggest kal v'chomers that upend all of the assumptions that kal v'chomer makes. So Maskev Rav Bar Ilai. Rav Bar Ilai points out, l'chora, you have three assumptions in that kal v'chomer. First of all, you're assuming that a korban yachid cannot be done by the kohen gadol that it's not hutra betumah, that tumah is only hutar for a carbon tzibur, even a kohen gadol is not able to do betumah for a carbon yachid. That's assumption number one you're making. Second assumption you're making is that a carbon tzibur is hutra betumah, even if the guy doing it is a kohen hedyot, not a kohen gadol. That tumah hutra betzibur is across the board. Kohen gadol and kohen hedyot are the same. Third assumption you're making is that we allow a kohen gadol as an onen to do the avodah avoda, even for a korban yachid. That when we allow a kohen gadol to do the avoda ba'aninus, it's both for a korban tzibur and for a korban yachid. None of those things are explicit. It's just that the Torah never made distinctions, and therefore we're assuming they're true. They're true. Meaning the Torah does not allow a korban yachid to be brought betumah. So we're assuming that the Torah does allow a korban tzibur to be brought betumah. So we're assuming that since it doesn't talk about kohen gadol versus kohen edyot, that those both of those rules are true regardless of whether the person is kohen gadol or kohen edyot. The Torah allows a kohen gadol to do avodah ba'aninus. It never makes a distinction between korban tzibur and korban yachid. So we're assuming that if the Torah allows a kohen gadol to do the avodah ba'aninus, then it doesn't make a difference whether it's a kohen gadol or kohen or whether it's a korban tzibur or korban yachid. So says Gemara, but all three of those assumptions you could ask a similar kal v'chomer on if you make, meaning essentially there are those three assumptions, and then the fact that the Torah tells us that an onein is possible, where pashtus is we shouldn't be mechalik between a korban yachid and a korban tzibur. So by accepting the other three assumptions, you're questioning this idea of an onein being possible by a korban tzibur. But l'chora, you could question any of the other assumptions if you accept that an onein is possible by a korban yachid and a korban tzibur as follows. Lo tutar anina seitzel kohen gadol b'korban yachid. We should not allow a kohen gadol as an onein to bring a korban yachid. Mikal v'chomer, based on a similar kal v'chomer that accepts all the other three assumptions. Umatu mishvut reitzel kohen hadir b'tzibur. If tumah is okay for a kohen hedyo to do b'tzibur. Lo hutreitzel kohen gadol b'korban yachid. And yet, a kohen gadol and a korban yachid is not able to be ovid b'tumah. So aninus shalo hutreitzel kohen hedyo b'korban tzibur. Aninus, which we do not allow for a kohen hedyo to do b'tzibur, meaning against Rava's kal v'chomer, because if you just take that as an assumption, ein odin shlo tutreitzel kohen gadol b'korban yachid, then a kohen gadol should not be able to do a korban yachid b'aninus. So that's assumption number one that you could have had a kal v'chomer against if you accept the other three assumptions. Meaning, once we have the Rava's kal v'chomer took three assumptions into account, but there's a fourth assumption that he was willing to question, and that is that an onin is possible both by a korban yachid and by a korban tzibur. And any one of these four assumptions can be upended based on the kal v'chomer if you accept all three others. So, for example, v'tutar tumei tzel kohen gadol b'korban yachid. Why don't we say that a kohen gadol is allowed to do a korban yachid even b'tuma mikal v'chomer with a kal v'chomer using the other three assumptions? Uma aninu shlo tzrei tzel kohen gadol b'korban tzibur. If aninu said a kohen gadol is not that a kohen hedyot rather is not allowed to do a korban tzibur while he's an onein, and yet hutreitzel kohen gadol b'korban yachid, and yet a kohen gadol is an onein is allowed to do even a korban yachid, so tumah shutreitzel kohen hedyot b'korban tzibur, so tumah which a kohen hedyot is allowed to do for a korban tzibur is allowed to do b'tumah, ein odin shutreitzel kohen gadol b'korban yachid, so a kohen gadol should be able to do a korban yachid b'tumah. And we could question the other assumption, v'lo tutar tumah etzel kohen hedyot b'korban tzibur. Maybe tumah should not be allowed for a kohen hedyot to do b'tzibur, meaning when a kohen hedyot is tameh, he should not be able to do a korban tzibur. Maybe that tumah hutra b'tzibur inyan is only for a kohen gadol. Mikal v'chomer from the following kal v'chomer. Uma aninus shutreitzel kohen gadol b'korban yachid. If aninus, where a kohen gadol is an onein, we allow him to do a korban yachid, and yet lo hutreitzel kohen hedyot b'korban tzibur, we do not allow a kohen hedyot who's an onein to do a korban tzibur. So tumah lo hutreitzel kohen gadol b'korban yachid. So tumah, which is such a severe problem that a kohen gadol cannot do a korban yachid b'tumah, ein odin shlo tutreitzel kohen hedyot b'korban tzibur. So kohen hedyot b'tumah should not be able to do a korban tzibur. So because we can question any of these four assumptions, if you just accept the other three, eli'ikal mifrachachi v'ikal mifrachachi, you can ask on any one of them, so kol chad v'chad teiku b'duchte. We just have to accept all four assumptions and cannot suggest any kal v'chomers, and therefore Rav is wrong. Meaning Rav wanted to say, our assumption that an onein is not allowed to do avoda, whether it's a korban yachid or a korban tzibur, tzibur. Rava wanted to question that and say, no, there is a kal v'chomer that should allow him to do by a korban tzibur. You can question any of these assumptions if you accept the other three. So we can't question any of them because we don't know which one to question. We don't know which three to accept and which one to question. And therefore, we accept all assumptions. What are the four assumptions again that we accept? That when we allow a kohen gadol to do avodah ba'aninos, it doesn't matter whether it's a korban yachid or a korban tzibur. A kohen gadol is an onain, we just allow it. When we do not allow a kohen hedyot to do avodah ba'aninos, also doesn't matter whether it's kohen gadol, whether it's a korban tzibur or a korban yachid. Against Rava, doesn't matter. Even a korban tzibur, he's not allowed to do. When we allow tumah for a korban tzibur, it doesn't matter whether it's a kohen gadol or a kohen hedyot. Tumah sutra b'tzibur. And when we do not allow tumah for a korban yachid, that also doesn't matter whether it's a kohen hedyot or a kohen gadol. Even a kohen gadol cannot bring a korban yachid b'tumah. So all four assumptions are accepted. So now we move on. Tevil Yom. We said that Tevil Yom also is not allowed to do Kabbalah Sadam. So Minallah, and how do I know that a Tevil Yom is Mechal the Avodah, such as the Avodah of Kabbalah Sadam? Titania, because we have a Braisa. Rabbi Simai Yomer, Remez the Tevil Yom Shem Malvin Chilil Minayin. Where do we find a Remez that a Tevil Yom is Mechal the Avodah, Tamil Omer? Because the Torah tells us when it talks about a Kohen and not becoming Tamei to a mace, other than the Zion Krovim, it says Kedosh. And then it says v'lo yichalulu. So that it sounds like if he is tamei, he's going to be mechal the avoda. But I already know that a kohen that's tamei is mechal the avoda because we already learned that from v'yinazru. So im einu inyan l'tamei d'nafik mi v'yinazru. If I don't need this pasuk to tell me that a kohen who's tamei is mechal the avoda because we already derived that from v'yinazru, we contribute to Israel. So t'neu inyan l'tvul yom. So we can utilize this pasuk to teach me that a tvil yom is mechalal the avoda. So ematenewinin lekarei karcha ulemashkes pazakan. How do I know where to apply it? Meaning, once the halacha that we're deriving from this pasuk is not on the topic of the pasuk, the topic of the pasuk is a tameh, and I don't need this pasuk to teach me that a tameh is mechalal the avoda. So I'm applying it elsewhere to some other problem that a kohen might have. Well, there are tons of problems kohanim might have. If a Kohen shaves his beard, that's a problem. He's not allowed to do that. It's an issur for everybody, but it's a special issur for a Kohen. To be koreach korcha, to pull out his hair out of tsar over a mace, is a problem for a Kohen. So maybe that's what it would be mechal yavodah. How do I know it's about a tvul yom? So it says Gemara, tvul yom, dim avad b'misa minalan. Here's how I know it's about a tvul yom. The halacha that if a tvul yom does the avoda is chayv misa b'dei shemayim. How do I know that halacha? The gamar chil chil mitruma, that we derive it from a gezerah shava of chil chil from truma. That just like a tamei and a tevil yom that eat truma are chayv misa b'dei shemayim, so too a tevil yom that's avad b'migdash is chayv misa b'dei shemayim. So therefore, even though it doesn't say beferish in this pasuk of kedoshim yiyu which type of psul avoda we're talking about, but once we have a gezerah shava of chil chil that learns the psul that the pasuk is talking about from the onesh of eating truma betuma, it's mistaver that we're talking about the kind of problem that would apply to eating truma. So even though it's not really about eating truma, it's just a gzeirah shava that links it to eating truma, but it's most mistaver that that's what it's about. Meaning the actual gzeirah shava does not teach us that the pasuk is talking dafka about a tvul yom. The pasuk could have been talking about koreach karcha, mashcha sukano. The gezerah shava just teaches us that that whoever does this thing is going to be chayv misa. But since there's no hechrich to say that the pasuk is talking about one type of psul more than the other, it's most mistaver that we're talking about the type of person who has a problem with achilas truma, because that's the makar for the onesh of the psul that we're talking about in this pasuk. So the pasul b'truma machal avoda. Therefore, someone whose pasul for achilas truma is machal, must be the one that we're saying is machal the avoda. And the low pasul b'truma, people who are not a psul of eating truma, like a koreach karcha and a mashchis akano, that they have no issues with truma. So lo machal avoda, they will not be machal the avoda. Tevil yom is not allowed to eat truma. So it's most mistaver that we're talking about a tevil yom that he's gonna be mechallel the avoda. Okay, so says the Gemara, Amar Rabba, Lamali dekas rachmana tamei utvulyom mechusik purim. Why do I need psukim to tell me that a tamei, a tvulyom, and a mechusik purim are all mechallel the avoda? Why can't I derive one from the other? Meaning, generally speaking, the way the Torah works is it teaches me a din in one place, and then we have something called a memetzinu, where we say if halacha applies there, it applies in kol haTorah kulo, unless you have a reason to distinguish. So why do I need special sources for a tamei, a tvulyom, and a mechusik kippurim, all being mechal the avoda? So tzrichi, we need all three. Diikas rachman atame, if the Torah would have only told me that a tamei person is mechal the avoda, I would not have known that a tvulyom mechusik kippurim are mitame the avoda. Shekein mitame, because a tamei person is such a strong form of tumah that it's contagious. He could be mitame other things, as opposed to a tvulyom mechusik kippurim doesn't have the capacity to be mitame other things. So b'tvulyom, and if it only would have told me about a tvulyom, mechusik kippurim lo asimine, I never would have known that a mechusik kippurim is mechal the avodah shekein pasul b'truma, because a mechusik kippurim is allowed to eat truma. Tvulyom is not allowed to eat truma. So if it only would have told me, tvulyom is mechal the avodah, I would say, yeah, because a tvulyom is much more chomer than a mechusik kippurim. Tvulyom is not even allowed to eat truma. Mechusik kippurim is. So I would assume that a mechusik kippurim is not mechal the avodah. And if it only would have said b'mechusik kippurim, if the Torah only would have told me a mechusik kippurim is mechal the avodah, tvulyom lo asimine shekein mechusar maisa, I would have said that a tvulyom is not as severe a problem as a mechusar kippurim, because in order for a mechusar kippurim to finish his tara process, he needs to do something. In order for a tvulyom to finish his tara process, he just needs to wait. He needs to wait till the end of the day, and then he'll become fully tahar. So I would think of the mechusar kippurim is a more severe problem than a tvulyom. So mechusar kippurim is mechal di avodah, but a tvulyom not. And therefore, the Torah needs to tell me by all three of these problems, by a tamei, by a tvulyom, by a mechusar kippurim, that they're all mechal di avoda. Says Gemara, but does it still need to tell by all three? Mechad de loasi. Granted, if it only would have told us by one of them, you would not be able to derive it. But teisichad mitarti. What if the Torah would have only told me that two out of these three are mechal di avoda? Wouldn't I then have been able to derive the third? So says Gemara, well, which one do you think the Torah didn't have to say? Which one of these three, of tamei, tvulyom, mechusik kippurim, do you think the Torah didn't have to spell out is mechal di avoda? Behelo lichtov rachmana. Which one would you have said that the Torah should have left out? Lo lichtov b'mechusik kippurim v'teisi mehanach? Would you have wanted to say that the Torah should have only told me that a tamei and tvulyom are mechal di avoda, and then I would know on my own that a mechusik kippurim is mechal di avoda? No, because malahanach shekem psulim b'truma. Both a tamei and a tvulyom are more severe than a mechusik kippurim in that they're not allowed to eat truma. A mechusik kippurim is a lot of yitruma. So I would think that a mechusik kippurim is in a different category, and therefore he's not mechal di avoda. So elo lo lichtav rachmana b'tvulyom v'teisi mehanach. Maybe you're going to tell me, no, what the Torah could have done is tell me that a tamei and then a mechusik kippurim are mechal di avoda, and I'll know on my own that a tvulyom is mechal di avoda. To my parachta, what kind of pircha would you ask on that? Ma lahanach shekin mechusarim maisa? What are you going to say? That a tamei person needs to do a maisa of going to the mikveh, and a mechusik kippurim needs to do a maisa of bringing a korban. But a tvulyom is more kal, because you see that he doesn't even need to do a maisa, he just needs to wait. So therefore, it's not a, you would not be able to derive tvulyom from the other two. Says Gemara, that's not a valid rejection. Sof, klisha la tumaso. In the end of the day, the tumah of mechusik kippurim has already been weakened, because he already went through a tevila and a harav shemesh. So it's not, he's not really mechusar maisa, he just has to get a kapara by bringing a karban. So why does the Torah taka have to mention about a tvulyom? The Torah shouldn't have had to mention that a tvulyom is mechal di avoda. I should be able to learn it from the combination of tamei and mechusar kippurim, because neither of them are, because you cannot say that, no, tamei and mechusar kippurim are both more chomer since they're both mechusar maisa. A mechusar kippurim is not really mechusar maisa. So this is very troubling, because because the Lechora, the Shidim Gatzis points out, Lechora, we did use this Svara just a moment ago when we said, why is it that I cannot derive Tvul Yom from Mechusar Kippurim? And we said, I cannot derive Tvul Yom from Mechusar Kippurim because Mechusar Kippurim needs a Maisa and Tvul Yom doesn't. Now we're saying that the Torah, I can derive Tvul Yom from the combination of Mechusar Kippurim and Tameh because Mechusar Kippurim is not really Mechusar Maisa. We just said it is Mechusar Maisa. That's why I couldn't derive Tvul Yom straight from Mechusar Kippurim because it is Mechusar Maisa. So this is a big problem. So the Shidim Gvetzas suggests that Mechusar Kippurim has a Chum. If you're just comparing Mechusar Kippurim to Tvul Yom, you're right. The Mechusar Kippurim is Mechusar Maisa because he actually has to bring a Korban. Therefore you cannot be... you cannot ask. It would be a valid pircha, but over here the pircha and the limur of the tzad hashava is from the tzad hashava of tamei and mechusar kippurim together. So you can't say that they're both mechusar maisa because the tamei there are tamei people that are not chayev a karban. Let's say someone becomes tamei with the sharetz. So the pircha is only the mechusar that they're mechusar maisa for their tahara that the tamei is missing out on the tefillin mechusar kippurim. Has to bring his carbon. So Gemara says, no, that's not a commonality between the two of them, because the tumah of the Mechusar Kippurim has already been weakened by his tevila, and therefore the fact that he has to bring a carbon is not that he's Mechusar Maisa of Tahara, he's Mechusar Kapara, which is a different level, whereas the Tameh person is not Mechusar Kapara, because the Tameh person oftentimes doesn't need a carbon at all. Complicated cheshbon to figure out what the Gemara means over here. So now says the Gemara responds that Rava, who explained why the Torah has to say by that a Tamei and a Tvil Yom and a Mechusar Kippurim are all Mechalal the Avoda, Kasav Mechusar Kippurim Dezav Kezav Dami. He assumes that a Zav who went to the mikveh and had Harav Shemesh, but is still Mechusar Kippurim, still has to bring his Karban, that as far as Kachim are concerned, he's every bit as Tamei as a full Zav. Meaning, as far as Kachim are concerned, if he eats Kachim, he's Chayiv Kares, just like a Zav who's in the throes of his Tumah would be Chayiv Kares for eating Kachim. And as far as being Metamei Kachim by touching it, he would be an Av HaTumah, just like a Zav in the throes of his Tumah would be an Av HaTumah, would be Metamei Kachim with an Av HaTumah. So therefore, you cannot learn the Chilul of a Tvul Yom with a Tzad HaShava from a Tamei and a Mechusar Kippurim, because you could say that they're both Mechusar Meiser for their Tara, as opposed to a Tvul Yom, who only needs Shkia Sechama. Meaning, don't tell me that a Mechusar Kippurim is not really a Mechusar Meiser, because he's really not so Tamei, he just needs a Kapara. No, we're assuming that a Mechusar Kippurim Dezav Kezav Dame, he's every bit as Tamei as the Zav, until he does this Meiser of bringing a Karban. So says Gemara, is that so Pashut, that a Mechusar Kippurim of a Zav is like a Zav in his Tumah status? So they Mechusar Kippurim Dezav Kezav Dami Tanoihi. Maybe that's in fact a Machlokas Tanoim, Detanya, because we have a Braisa about a Para Aduma, Srafa Onein. Let's say someone who's an Onein burns the Para Aduma, Mechusar Kippurim, or someone who's a Mechusar Kippurim burns it. So Ksheira, Tanakama says he's kosher, it's a kosher Para Aduma. Yosef HaBavli Omer, Onein Ksheira Mechusar Kippurim Psula, that I agree with you about an Onein, but I disagree that about a Mechusar Kippurim. So you have Machlokas Tanoim, whether a Mechusar Kippurim who burns the Para Aduma is going to passel the Para Aduma. So my lab Balkamithli, what are they arguing about? So it must be that Mar Savar, that Yosef HaBavli holds, the second opinion holds, Mechusar Kippurim Dezav Kezav Dami, that it's going to be passel because he's a full-fledged Zav, even though he's only a Mechusar Kippurim of Zav. He already went through the Torah process, he already went to the mikveh, he already had Arav Shemesh, he just needs to bring a Karban. He's a full-fledged Zav when it comes to Tumah. Umar Savalav Kezav Dami. Whereas the Tanakama says, no, he's not, and therefore it's going to be a Kashra Para Aduma. So don't you see that it's a Machlokas, whether Mechusar Kippurim of a Zav is like a Zav? So it says, look, Dukuli Alma Kezav Dami. Everyone holds that he has the din of a Zav. V'hacha b'haka miflugi. Over here by Para Aduma, it's a separate Machlokas, Dichsiv, because the Pasuk talks about sprinkling the ashes of the paraduma on a tamei mace, it says vihiza hatohar. It says that the tahor person sprinkles on the tamei person on the day 3 and day 7. So the word hatohar is extra because it already said previously that velaka cheso v'tavel b'mayim ish tahor vihiza. So it already called the guy who's doing the sprinkling an ish tahor. So it should have just said and then vihiza latame. Then he sprinkles on the tamei guy. Why does it have to say vihiza hatohar alatame? So mechlal shehutame. The pasuk is telling us that that it's good enough if he's kind of tahor, if he's a little bit tahor, but he's also a little bit still tamei. Who's that? Limir al tvul yom. That's a reference to a tvul yom. Shekasher bepara. That even though he's kind of tahor, but he's also kind of tamei, that he's allowed to do the para aduma. Even though when it comes to other kachim, he's still considered tamei and he's asked them. This is one of the things that they were makbid on before the avodas yom kippurim to the hotzi miliban shel tzedukim, that they would dafka use a tvul yom to do the sprinkling of the ashes of the para aduma to be mitar the kohen. So there's machlokas tanoim in this price. So which tvul yom is are we being matir over here? Mar sover tumah to call the Torah kula. One says that it's the Tanakama holds it's the tumah of anyone, even tumah zav, and therefore a zav who's a tvul yom can do the sprinkling of the para aduma even though he's a mechusar kippurim. Umar sover tumah da'ach parsha, and the other one says no, it's only talking about a tvul yom of the parsha that we're discussing, of the kind of tumah that we're discussing in the parsha, namely tumas meis. Hilkach tvul yom dinavela utamisheret dekili tvul yom of the lesser forms of tumah, like a nevela or a tamisheret, which are much more kal than a tamimeis. And our tumah that is contracted by something else. So asu bekal v'chomer mitzvul yom de meis. If I'm going to allow a tvul yom of a meis to do the hazah of the para aduma, then for sure I'm going to allow a tvul yom of a tamei sheretz or tamei nevela to do the sprinkling of the para aduma. Avol mechusar kippurim dezav dechamir. But in a certain sense, a mechusar kippurim of zav is more chomer than tumas meis. Shekin tumah yotzal of migufo. Because where does a zav get his tumah? He gets his tumah just inherently from his own body, as opposed to tumas meis is a tumah contracted from something else, from an external source. So lo, maybe a tumah of mechusar kippurim of zav is not allowed to do it. So that's what the whole machlokas was about, whether a mechusar kippurim of zav is going to ruin a para aduma when he burns the ashes of the para aduma. It has nothing to do with whether mechusar kippurim of zav is as tamei as a zav. He is as tamei as a zav. The question is, what sort of impact he has on para aduma? It's a unique din in para aduma. We then said mechusar begadim. We said that someone who's mechusar begadim is also not able to do kabbalah sadam. Mechusar begadim means he's not wearing the big day kuna. So minalan, how do I know that? Some Rabbi Avoh, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, umatu ba mishmeid Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon, da Amar Kra. Because the pasuk says when it talks about the big day kuna, v'chagarta osam avneit arun uvanav v'chavashlem migbaus choyslem kuna luchukas olam. So we darshan. It says v'haislam kuna after it describes putting on the begadim. Bismancha b'gdeim aleim kunas maleim in b'gdeim aleim and kunas maleim. That a kohen is only a kohen when he's wearing his big day kuna. He's not a kohen when he's not wearing his big day kuna. The Mordechai writes in Maseches Gittin that one time Rabbeinu Tam was getting his hands washed or something by a kohen. A kohen was washing Rabbeinu Tam's hands, and they said to him, "How could you do this? It's asur l'shamish b'kohen. You're not allowed to be mishamish with the kohen." He said, "Bismancha b'gdeim aleim kunas maleim in b'gdeim aleim in kunas." Not really kohen. He's not wearing the big day kuna. So everyone asked on him. They asked him directly. They said, "What are you talking about? Kohanim do duchening and they get the first aliyah and they do pidyon haber. They do all these things without they lead benching without big day kuna." And Rabbeinu Tam didn't say a word. So one of the other Balei Atosos, Rabbeinu Petter, said that was the answer he gave about big day amaleim wasn't really the real answer. He was just being cute. The real answer was that the kohen is obviously. Obviously, mochel and mechila, it's nitan the mechila. So that's a major machlokas rishonim. Is it in fact nitan the mechila? Is that kind of cover that the kohen gets? Is that nitan the mechila? But anyway, says Gemara, v'hame hachanafka. Do we derive that mechusar begadim is mechal di avoda from here? Mehasam nafka. We learn from elsewhere. Detanya minayin l'shtui yain shema v'chilel. How do I know that someone a kohen who's drunk that does the avoda is mechal di avoda tamalom yain v'sheichar al teish lahavdil ben hakodesh ben hachol? So we see that if he does it b'shichrus, it's chol, mechusar begadim mishalo rachutz yadayim v'raglayim minayin. How do I know that mechusar begadim or someone who didn't do rachutz yadayim v'raglayim is mechal the avoda? Tamlomer chuka l'gzeru shava. And there's a gzeru shava that links it to shesuy yayin. So don't you see that's the source? Says Gemara, no. Ime hasam havamina hani mili avoda dezar chayev alehamisa. Aval avoda de einzar chayev alehamisa. Emelo, I would think that a mechusar begadim would only be mechala the kind of avoda that a zar would be chayev misa if you were to do. But those kinds of avoda that a zar would not be chayev misa for doing, I would think he's not mechala the avoda. So kamash malah, and that's why I need the drasha v'haisa lehem, that a kohen who's not wearing big day kuna, he is a zar, and therefore he's mechalal all the avodas, just like a zar is mechalal all the avodos. And it's only about misa there's a chiluk between the arba avodos and the other avodos like by a zar. Okay, but from tomorrow and Yom Kippur will pick up with Ashkechan. Everyone should have a gemara chasima tova.